what is kindness exactly? What is the act of kindness? We very often associate the word kind with being nice to people. I'm going to be nice to you, so I'm being kind. But in reality, that word kind really means to be like somebody. For example, if Brian had chocolate ice cream, and he was really enjoying that chocolate ice cream, and if I myself got chocolate ice cream, I could appreciate just how much he was enjoying that ice cream, because I too now love ice cream. So there'll be ice cream later, I hope. But because Brian has ice cream and I have ice cream, I can relate to how he's enjoying that ice cream. In the same way, the act of kindness really is an extension of ourselves. When we see someone in need and we become like them, we empathize with them, we feel for them, we can relate to them, so that we can extend God's grace and mercy to them and show kindness to them by going to where they are and being where they are, and in that way, being there with them, they can experience our kindness. But that takes us moving to where they are. There is someone who did that, actually. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. God himself has been very kind to us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. God expressed kindness when he took the form of Jesus Christ, when he came into the world in the form of Jesus, so that he could experience what we experience. There was a song that was really popular a couple years ago by Joan Osborne called One of Us. And the lyrics went something to the effect of, what if God was one of us? You know, would he still, you know, would he sit on the bus? Would he experience the things that we experience? What would he think? And the thing is, God did that. He did. He became one of us. He became one of us so that he could experience those very things that we go through, so that God can really physically, on a one-on-one basis, share those things with us. And he does in the Spirit, and he comforts us, and he wraps his arm around us, because he's been where we are, we have been. He's experienced the things that we've experienced. He understands sorrow, and he certainly understands pain. So God showed us extreme kindness in coming to earth and becoming one of us. John chapter 14, Jesus, when he's talking with his disciples, he says in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Jesus tells the disciples, you know the Father, and you've seen him. And the disciples respond. Philip says, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Just show us God, and then we'll get it. That'll be enough. Just show us God. You know? And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? I love that. Philip's saying, Jesus, show me God, and that'll be enough. And Jesus' response is, don't you know me, Philip? Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. We have seen the Father. You see, when Jesus came to this world, he came not just to redeem us, but he came to give us a very clear picture about who the Father is. So that if we want to know the Father, if we want to know God, all we need to do is to spend time in his Word reading about Jesus, getting to know Jesus, because Jesus is God. Through Jesus and through becoming Jesus, he made himself accessible to us, because not only can we see him and can we hear his words, he also speaks to us as we read his word. Jesus made himself a servant. He also made us in his image. And it is through that servanthood that we become most like Jesus. The ongoing battle that's gone on from day one with Adam and Eve has been this issue of me and what I want for me and what I need for me. And the whole thing about kindness and about mercy, and as we've seen from God's example, it's not about me, it's about being a servant and serving other people. And in doing so, we express kindness, we also express the Lord. Because in submitting ourselves to the Lord and submitting ourselves to his will, experiencing his kindness, experiencing his joy, experiencing his peace, and then taking that and extending that to others that we know, we become that picture of Jesus for those around us. And just like Jesus drew people to himself, not because he, you know, had neon signs around him going, God, 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 but just his kindness, just his, the way he humbled himself, the way he became a servant, just his attitude and just who he was drew people to him wherever he went. And if we are truly experiencing those things, and if we are truly letting those things flow through our lives, people will be drawn to us, giving us an opportunity to share Jesus, who we know that they could also know.